This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Tom is still with us. We were starting to discuss a little bit you have some old wood, some branches, etc. that you're putting down, and then you're putting the soil on top of them, right?
Yes.
And we were just saying, it would be better off if we could get them into smaller pieces so they would break down a little quicker for you, if possible.
Sure, yeah. Some of it are, foot diameter pieces, or maybe...
I mean, some of those you can't, obviously, but...
I could split those, yeah.
Are you just trying to fill in some areas with it? That's the idea behind it?
Well, the idea is nutrients.
Yep.
And, I guess, carbon or nitrogen in there.
I mean, there's a bit of it, but I don't think it's, I don't know much about that practice using it that way.
Yeah.
I've always, done it so it's broken down a little bit because it still has to decompose in the ground, right? It still has to decompose to really release some of those nutrients.
Yes.
And so usually the smaller piece is the better. So that's where I'm coming from on it.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, good. Very good. Thank you.
All right, Tom. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Well, getting things done makes it a great day.
Perfect. Love it.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Got another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John's in New Hampshire.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right.
Great job with the show.
Thank you.
Doing great. Great job with the show. It takes a lot to fill your father's boots, but you're doing a good job, and we appreciate it. I do have a question in regards to dahlia zinnias. We put the seeds into our trays, I want to say about 2 weeks ago. They're starting to come up as little seedlings, and with the weather coming up to the 70-degree, 68-degree mark, I don't know how long it will stay for, but we're putting our seedlings outside during the day, taking them in at night. How soon should we put them into our flower garden, irrigated flower garden, in terms of that? Is it way too soon for those, or should we start doing that after they've been hardened off within the next, I don't know, should I wait till after Memorial Day is basically what I'm asking, or can we do it sooner than that?
There's no guarantee of exactly when to do it. Now, how far up in New Hampshire are you?
We're in Exeter area, Brentwood, so not too far up. I want to say about maybe 10, 15 minutes from the Massachusetts border. That moment.
All right. So you're pretty much on the same, I'm in Chelmsford. I'm 10 to 15 from the New Hampshire border. So we're in that same area, right? And so if it were me, I would be doing exactly what you're doing, bringing them out during the day, letting them get acclimated to the warmer temperatures, and get the sun, etc. But, you know, the one thing that I worry about is we can get a frost all the way until about, you know, it's usually around May 20th, May 25th, right?
Okay.
And so you can look at an extended forecast. You can look at a 14-day forecast. And right now, 14-day forecast doesn't show any real cold temperatures overnight. It's showing like the lows and the high 40s on most of the nights. So it's pretty close. But what I'd like to really see is there's still that option. I mean, we just had frosts this past week.
Yeah, I had to cover all the garden plants.
Exactly, right? So,
street, yeah.
So I would want that plant to be a little stronger before I brought it outside anyways.
Okay.
When they're seedlings, right now they're so fragile that any cold like that could just stunt the whole growth. So what I'd look to do is keep bringing them in outside, you know, every day like you've been doing or going to do. And then bring them in at night and just keep them, you know, that temperature, that same level. Because the warmer the soil is, so if the soil is like 65 degrees or warmer, you're going to see better germination rates. You're going to see stronger plants. So by bringing it outside and then inside for those points where it's cold at night, it's going to treat it like it's a little bit later in the season. It's going to make it feel like it's a little bit later. It'll push some more growth for you. And then when you do plant them, it's going to be better, you know, long term. So for me, I'd wait at least 14 days, maybe a little bit more.
Now, we have a barn, and it's air gets in there. It does. I mean, the frost won't get in, but the air will get in. Would it be okay to have those plants within that barn overnight, or should I keep them in the house where it's warmer?
So on the nights where it's looking like it'll stay in the high 50s, low 60s, you could probably keep it in the barn. It's just on nights where it's in the 40s or lower, I get nervous. Because even some of these plants, they get 45 degrees. Even though there's no frost, it kind of shocks them and slows them down.
Okay.
And it takes away everything else that you've done, right? You've given it what it needs for soil. You've given it what it needs for water. You've given it the sun during the days. And then all of a sudden it gets this, and it just slows it down. So I'd look more to, you know, if it's going to be under 50 or even under, like, kind of bring it in the house, over 50, leave it in the barn.
Okay. Last question. I'll be quick with this because I know you have, you know, only a little bit of time.
No worries.
We have someone who gives us rabbit manure along with the hay in it, and there's urine in the hay, and it's the rabbit manure. Is that okay to put over our flower garden area? Just drop it. I know it's a cold manure, so we can do that. But I'm just wondering, with all the hay that has urine within it, can I just lay it on top of there as a nice little fertilizer aspect, or should I not do that and just put it in our compost to have it composted up?
Honestly, I'd put it in the compost.
Okay.
To let it kind of break down and let any of those, you know, anything that's not beneficial kind of leach out.
Yep.
Right? Obviously they eat grass, they eat whatever's out there. The thing is, if they're eating weeds, it's going to be in their manure.
Yeah.
And so they don't have multiple.
What's that? There's like 25 rabbits in the house.
Oh, it's in a house one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So all these rabbits are fed through whatever it is. I don't know, Tractor Supply. They're not our rabbits, but
gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry. Completely misunderstood.
No, don't apologize to me. Trust me, you're doing me a favor, man. Don't worry about it. So
I mean, I still think either way, I'd put it in a compost and let it kind of just break down a little bit. Because you're going to mix other stuff in the compost pile anyways. And when you turn it, it's all going to get mixed and it's not going to be as harsh, right?
Yeah.
I just think, you know, you might even want to add a little bit more. Like, you could even add, like, wood shavings or even some of the hay as well it to kind of thin it out a little bit.
Okay.
I just personally wouldn't put it straight on there. The only ones that I kind of look at putting straight on the garden would be a cow manure.
Okay.
Just because a cow has two stomachs, and so anything that it eats, it can go through twice, And so it breaks down like weed seeds. It breaks down anything that they've eaten. And obviously the rabbits are fed indoors, all those things. But it's just, to me, with a cow, that multiple processes is almost like it's already gone through a composting a couple times. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Excellent. Well, Patrick, I can't thank you enough for this. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I appreciate everything you do and listen in every Sunday. So keep it going.
Awesome.
It's fantastic.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, John.
Yep. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are here for another 45 minutes or so. If you have some questions, give us a call. Now, we do have another call on the line, and we got like 45 seconds before the break. Let me... let's wait till the other side of the break so they don't bring you in and then stop you immediately. Anyways, beautiful day out there. Going to be nice and warm. Nice couple next couple days. Hopefully you get to be out there and enjoy it. And, you know, if you have questions, call us. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. That's some calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Bruce is in Auburn.
Bruce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. I have an aero plant, and I'm wondering what you have for suggestions to stop it from getting leggy and keeping it bushy and then propagating it.
And what type of plant was it again? I'm sorry.
It's like an aero plant.
Okay. And what? So it indoors most of the time, or
yes, yeah, it's okay. An indoor aero plant. It's a house plant.
Yep.
And so it gets leggy, and I've been able to replant it once it gets leggy by starting the roots in the water. But I'm trying to keep it so it stays smaller and bushier, and I was wondering how you suggest I do that. Should I just cut out the ones as they get taller?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a training type thing. It's like kind of like with like a U or a privet hedge, right? The way we kind of keep them going is we train them by pruning them back to keep them the way we want them to.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing with the arrowhead plant here. As you see some of the, you know, the leaves starting to grow that are maybe getting a little viney, almost pinch those back and pinch them to the point where, you know, you still leave a couple, like a leaf junction or so, especially on the ones that are kind of like what you would call almost like runners, right? Those are going to have more leaves than the main plant itself. And so pinching those back so that they can stay in a smaller area, it's really about just kind of training it to be the way you want it to be.
Okay. Okay. Can you propagate that by just cutting those and then putting them in water or no?
Yeah, no, you definitely can try it out. Not everything's 100% that's going to work. But the thing is, you know, on some of those runners, maybe some of the things that are popping out the sides that have a little bit of a few more leaves instead of just like the one, right? You know, because some of the main branches themselves have just one leaf coming out, whereas sometimes the runner will have a few. That is a good option because it's more to the plants, more established. But yeah, I mean, I see no problem doing it, cutting it, dipping it in rooting powder. And then you can either put it into soil. Some will put it in water. You can even add, like, you can look at, like, a protolyzer from Natural Alternative, adding that to the water because that's going to be a little bit more than a rooting powder and let the plant absorb that to just start develop some of the root system as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Hope you're very successful in keeping your show going. I love the show, and I listen to your archives quite often, too. So, you know, as you transition, I hope everything goes well, and looking forward to hearing you on a new network.
I appreciate that. I hope that works. I actually got an email between the last breaks, and I got a meeting set up for Tuesday with a company, so we'll hope that goes well, and we'll see what we can do. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. A couple more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's in Pituit.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a couple of questions regarding begonia.
Sure.
I have a very shady garden. It gets probably 3 or 4 hours of sun, and I've been using begonias. And I understand there's a type of begonia that's rose-like blossoms.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that? I don't know the name of it, but I'm hearing that it takes shade well.
Okay, so some of the double begonias are the ones that kind of look like a rose because of how thick they get. They do pretty good, and they are a good choice for shady type gardens. So the double begonia would be the one that you'd be looking for. It is trying to think what else it could go by.
Someone said there was one that was like the name was Solania. Is that what you said?
It sounds familiar. Here's what we'll do. We got to hit a break. Hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, we'll get some more names for you on which type of begonia has the rose look to it and is going to be the best for you. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA News Update. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to increase. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. On a monthly basis, consumer spending increased by 0.8%. The NFL commissioner is considering moving the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. Roger Goodell mentioned to ESPN on Friday amidst the ongoing NFL draft that this could be achieved by reducing the number of preseason games. He expressed a preference for substituting a preseason game with a regular season one any day, deeming it not an unreasonable thing. This adjustment would place Super Bowl Sunday on a 3-day weekend, coinciding with President's Day, celebrated on the third Monday in February.
USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Talking with Jan in regards to some begonias, looking for the rose-like. But there are, you know, a lot of begonias do love the shade anyway. So you could be working with a lot of those to do it. So, a lot of the non-stop begonias are great, have more of a thicker flower, but there is one in particular called Rose Form that looks like a rose, and that's if that's what you were completely looking for.
Yes, I haven't seen it. It's just been recommended to me. There was one, someone said it was Selenia, but I'm not sure that I've ever seen that.
It's a begonia.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a Selenia. Comes in a few different colors. It's a Rieger begonia. It's not a complete double, but it is double it compared to some of the original. This one will take a little bit more sun than the shady. So, it might be, it's not more of the full shade one that you're looking for.
Is there any begonia that comes in the yellow or orange tones?
So the Selenia does have a yellow and a, like, apricot. That one does.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be okay for you. You're looking yellow. There's a number of double yellows out there that you could go. Just looking for the non-stop yellow would be a good one to look at. That might be an option.
Okay.
All right.
And I also had a question of when to use hydrotane on my lawn.
So I'd be using that, in the next few weeks, maybe by the end of May. You could use it then. And that way, It's, you know, before the summer hits where it's really hot, but it will keep the moisture in the lawn for longer periods during the year for you. So that's when I would look at using it.
Do I continue to use it every 4 to 6 weeks or just one application?
On the Hydrotane, I'm not positive. I'd have to look at the back of the package. But I think it's only one application, depending upon, you know, how much you use. Do you have the granular or the liquid form?
The granular.
Okay. So I think it's only once. I'm trying to look it up at the same time as we're talking here. I know the liquid you can use multiple times, where the granular, it's... I'm not positive. I wish I had the answer right off of...
Well, that's okay. I can look on the package if it's on the package.
Yeah, it should be on the package on that one. I can't remember. I know the liquid you have to do, you know, a few times because of the fact that any liquid form anyways doesn't have as long of a residual, whereas a granular breaks down over time and holds it a little bit more. So I'd have to look a little bit further into it.
And the super phosphate I applied last week.
Yep.
I applied a tablespoon to around the hydrangea.
Yep.
Is that too much?
No.
Nope. Should it be less?
You should, as long as you follow the instructions on the back of the bag, that's where you should be. I don't see an issue. I think you're okay.
And also, I have one more question. How often do I put down the superphosphate as well as the protolyzer?
Superphosphate is once a year. And then the protolyzer, depending upon if there's an issue. If there's an issue with the plant, it can be every 2 weeks. If it's just, you know, keeping it, everything going, then it's once a month.
Okay. All right. Very helpful. Thank you
so
much.
All right, Jen. Have a great one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Plymouth.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I appreciate you taking my call. I'm about to have my driveway replaced. I decided to have my sidewalk replaced at the same time. And one of the reasons is because... there's a couple trees that were planted several years ago, and the trees are pushing up the driveway, I mean the sidewalk. And it's we have a lot of children in the neighborhood, young kids, and I just want to get rid of those bumps that are being pushed up. And I had an arborist come out, and they said that they didn't think that that would kill the tree. But my concern is after that, I think that's going to affect the tree. So what can I do as far as fertilizing that tree?
Well, so, you know, here's the thing. If there's going to be a bunch of compaction going over the root system of those trees, there's going to be some, you know, breaking up of a little bit of those roots because obviously some of it might be cut in order to...
Yeah, they will be cut, yes.
You know, and that's all on one side, really. So,
yes.
You know, it could weaken the tree later. I think it could have a long-term effect on it, honestly. Fertilizer, what type of tree is it?
I don't know. I know it's not a super expensive tree or fancy tree because it was basically part of what the subdivision had to do.
Gotcha.
Yep. You know.
I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
So, you know, use something along the lines of a tree tone from Espoma.
Uh-huh.
Right, give it something to at this point in time so it can start releasing into the soil to be a little bit stronger for it.
Okay.
That would be something I'd do immediately. During the season, as it's going, you know, if you have anything out there that's being fertilized, you know, like any plants or anything like that, throw some of the liquid fertilizer over the area as well just to help it get stronger. I'm afraid for you that, you know, some of the roots might be too much damage. So just keep that in mind. It might also be something where, you know, is the tree pretty big or is it small?
It's a decent sized tree, yeah.
Okay. Just keep, you know, keep an eye out. If you notice this fall And before everything starts turning, you know, the different colors for the winter months, right, for the fall months, if you notice that one side is, one, turning colors earlier than the rest of the neighborhood, and two, okay, starting to drop its leaves earlier than the rest of the neighborhood, you could have, this is something that that tree might only be around for a few more years, because it's based on the compaction that happens next to the root system. It's based on everything that happens on that one side. And it might not necessarily be the exact side that you're seeing that the sidewalk was on, right? It could be the opposite. But I want you to keep an eye out in, let's say, end of August into September. If you're noticing that one side of it is dropping leaves or shriveling up or something, it's most likely not an insect or anything up above. It's something that's doing with the root system. And so you're going to want to try and, you know, get some sort of nutrients in there. Using something like Protolyzer would be good to help it. Using the fertilizer of like the Tree Tone in the fall at half the rate that you would in the spring is going to be helpful. It's just, you got to keep that in mind, because those are things that you're going to see in the immediate, in the next this next year or so.
Okay, that's great advice. Thanks. I appreciate your help.
No problem, John. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. All right, we got another one on the line, Nathan? Nope, just me and you. Awesome, perfect. Well, about 15 minutes left. You can call us here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. I said it a few times already today. Hopefully following this week, we are still on the air. We have GCN is unfortunately shutting its doors. For everybody on it, we're looking for a new syndicate company. We're doing everything we can to continue on after next week. So next week would be the last show through GCN. So keep an eye on the newsletter, keep an eye on the website, all those things. We're going to try to update you as soon as we can. Hopefully we have an agreement with somebody this week to see what happens, and we'll figure it out from there. But... you know, things are changing. This is just what happens. I just haven't personally had to go through this before. I've been with GCN for 15 years, and they've been great to us. Everything has been perfect for us. So, hey, what are you going to do? But our goal is to be here for you as long as we can to answer your gardening questions so you can be successful in the garden. So that's what we're here for. That's our hope, right? That is our hope. So hopefully we will be back in, you know, for the following weeks. I've had a lot of affiliates reach out to us saying, hey, what's going on? What do you need to do? Trying to catch up with as many as I can to say, hey, this is what we're trying to do. And we'll build from there. So keep the eyes and ears out. We'll let you know as soon as we know what's going on. It is something that always happens in the industry. Just, I haven't had to deal with it myself. Anyways, in the meantime, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And 15 minutes left, probably time for another call or so. But it's a beautiful day out there. It's going to look great the next couple days. Next couple days look great. I mean, it's, weather-wise... It's perfect for gardening. All right, we got a call in. Nathan, who's up next?
Michael's in Sterling.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I have a what I believe is a Japanese caria.
Okay.
It's sprawling, but I noticed yesterday that there are little sprigs coming out the back. Can I take those off and plant those in another area, or is it too early?
Now they're coming off of the back, and they look the same as everything. There's nothing different about them, right? Because sometimes with plants, they have they morph on certain things, like a sucker growth or something. That's what I was just double checking on.
Yeah, it's almost like a separate plant.
Okay.
Coming out the back.
Now, do you want to keep it? Do you want to keep it right near it? Do you want to move it elsewhere?
Move it elsewhere.
Okay, because there are a couple ways of doing it. There is a propagation method of it's called layering, where you actually, some of those early spring things, you actually lay down, you cover part of it with soil, allow it to create a root system, and then it you kind of dig it up and move it themselves.
Yeah, I think this was a natural layering. It wasn't on purpose, but I think I did it. It's been covered in leaves.
Yep. Okay, so that could be part of it, which is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So you can actually, what I would do is look underneath to see if you're seeing any roots from those areas.
Sure.
If that's the case, we're going to dig it up a little bit. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break so we can get some more information. So hang tight for me. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. So, we're talking with Michael in regards to caria cuttings, right? So, this process of layering can self-layer. Those new shoots like that kind of dig down, and you may see that it can be definitely cut from that main plant. It'll have the stem root attached, okay? If that's the case, dig it up. And then you can actually move it and do some others. Now, if you want to propagate by cuttings, choose one that has a bunch of leaves to it, that's newer. Diameter of the stem is basically about like the size of a pencil. Cut off the tip of the cane, and then you can actually cut it into about 4 to 5 inch pieces, with each one having about 2 leaf nodes or so. And then remove the bottom leaf and put that into some soil, exposing one of the leaf node, the leaf nodes, and get into a good area, and you might start having that grow as well. So there's 2 options here with the caria.
Wow. Now, can I use Holytone, or do I need to use Plantone as a fertilizer?
I mean, either one, they're pretty close to each other. Honestly, it's like one's a 4-3-3 and one's a 3-4-3.
Okay,
end of
sure.
the day. I mean, Plantone might be your best, but if you already have Holytone, I'm not telling you don't use it, right? Like, I don't want you to have to go and buy something else. If you're going to go buy specific, go with the Plantone.
Okay.
Okay.
Another question about my hosta, if you have time.
Yeah, sure.
They're coming up now.
Yep.
They're just peeking through the soil. Should I divide them now or should I wait?
You could divide them now.
Okay.
You definitely could, and they'll be fine. I mean, hostas kind of grow like weeds, anyways.
Yeah.
So I'd see no problem with you doing it now. This is the time to know exactly where everything is anyways. You could wait a couple weeks on it to see, you know, is more going to come back underneath? Is more just not showing yet? But a lot of it should already be showing. So, I mean, I'd split it right then and there. Dig up the whole plant. Don't just cut in the middle to split it there. Dig up everything and then split it.
Okay. Good advice. All right. Hey, great show.
Thanks, appreciate Michael. It. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, we got one more.
Nina's in Brewster.
Nina, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello there. Good morning. I feel almost foolish calling you when people are calling in on their beautiful flower gardens and vegetable gardens. So this property is very pretty, very simple, but very pretty. It's on Main Street in Brewster. And there's a large lawn that I had installed a few years ago in the front and in the back. And in the front is ivy. And it was the most beautiful ivy that the former owners had planted, largely to retain the soil from washing on into a shell driveway. Well, a couple of years ago, the deer came. Actually, about 3 years ago. For 2 years, they came. But the ivy came back. Last year, there were no deer. I think the ivy is dead. I can see long vines. I'm looking down at it right now from a second-story window. I could see the dirt. I went to a local garden center yesterday, and they said to spread plantone all over the ivy. And it's in two very large areas. And once again, it really complements the property. But I don't know what to do next to having it torn up, and I don't know what to replace it with if we did that.
Well, so you're going to need to let the plantone kind of work. It's magic. It might just be a little bit behind. But I think, you know, using that is going to help you. It's going to help build up some of the nutrients in the soil. If anything, you could have used, so you already used the plantone. To be honest, you could throw a 10-10-10 on there and be okay with adding a little bit more nutrients to it, because some of these guys, you can even put something that's heavier on there. But a 10-10-10, if you've already done the plantone, you know, kind of let it do its thing for a few weeks and notice if it's coming back. If it's not coming back, that's when you want to pull it out. If you're not seeing any new growth or anything, that's probably makes the case for taking it out. Right now is the wait and see game. Give it a couple more weeks before you make that decision, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Nina. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, that'll do it. We'll see you next week. Have a good week, everyone. Be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we'll talk soon.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.